having.
Hi, Maureen.
Gonna call the, this meeting, New York Committee, together. I think we have a quorum, so I know the presence of a quorum. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Okay, second, guess that. That's us. Okay, moving right along, Kathy. Is that, it's a nice, tell me, look in your room now.
Thanks, Denise. So we have a lengthy agenda here today. So Chuck will be presenting the first quarter of the financial reports from 2026. And then Ellen, who is remote today, will be presenting the debt and investment report, followed by Mary, who will present the credit risk report, and then Neil will present the internal audit report, and then we're back to Mary with the internal audit, internal assessment report. And then we'll be asking for your approvals for the annual HCC Audit Committee report, as well as the first half of the internal audit plan for 2026. And then Bobby will be presenting the procurement guidelines, which, to remind everybody, has to be approved annually by the audit committee. And then Ellen will finish us off by presenting rating agency presentations that we did last year. That's the agenda.
Thanks, and it's good. So we're gonna start with the presentation of the first quarter financial report.
Thank you, Denise. Good morning. The first quarter fiscal year 2026 financials covers the period November 1st, 2025 through January 31st, 2026. At the end of the first quarter, the net income was $188.1 million compared to $149 million in the same period last fiscal year. The $39 million increase was mainly due to an increase in interest on loans and higher unrealized investment appreciation this period compared to the same period last year. Operating revenues for this period were $298.5 million compared to $239.5 million in the same period last year. Interest income on mortgage loans, the largest component of the operating revenues, totaled $267 million, an increase of $48 million, or 21.9% from a year ago. Operating expenses were $22 million, an increase of $4.3 million, mostly relate to the $2.1 million increase in salaries and related expenses. Non-operating expenses increased by $15.7 million to $88.4 million from $72.7 million last year, mainly due to a $27 million increase in bond interest expenses, which reached $149.8 million. This was partially offset by a $12.7 million increase in unrealized investment appreciation, totaling $14.4 million. The realized investment gains increased to $54.6 million, or a 16.3% increase from the same period last year. Total assets were $35.8 billion, an increase of $2.8 billion, or 8.4% from fiscal year end 2025. The increase was primarily due to the growth of the corporation's mortgage portfolio. The mortgage portfolio net of conduit loans increased by a net of $1.1 billion to $26.5 billion, accounting for approximately 73.9% of total assets. Total liabilities were $29.8 billion, a net increase of $2.6 billion, or 9.5% from fiscal year end 2025. Bonds and debt obligations, excluding conduit debt, increased by a net of $1.2 billion. New issuances were at $1.8 billion, while principal repayment totaled $593.6 million. payable to the City of New York increased by $1.1 billion, primarily due to the receipts of grant funds to make mortgage loans on behalf of HPD under Section 661 of the Private Housing Finance Law. Net position at the end of the first quarter was $5.8 billion, up by $188.1 million from fiscal year end 2025. That concludes my report, and I would be happy to take any questions. Thank you.
No questions.
So, thank you. Moving on, Ellen, you spoke to the investment reports.
Sure. I'll just start with the debt report. Yeah. Okay. So, thank you. The corporation's debt report is as of February 28th, 2026. The last report presented to the audit committee was as of September 30th, 2025. During this time, the corporation issued a total of $1.8 billion of bonds, broken down as follows. 8 series of open resolution bonds were issued in the amount of $1.55 billion, and 3 series of impact resolution bonds were issued in the amount of $266.2 million. The corporation redeemed $651.7 million of bonds in 6 series of the open resolution bonds. The corporation's debt outstanding as of February 28, 2026 is approximately $19 billion. The corporation's statutory debt ceiling is $20 billion. Any questions?
One question, just historically, is it about at that, sort of like that close to the cap?
It's, we've been this close before. We just talked about this the other day. Ellen, I don't know if you're going to talk about it, but we are going to ask for any brief. If you want to describe that, Ellen?
Sure. So we have language in, and it's going to be presented for an increase of $2 billion, so up to $22 billion. It is getting close. We have been close. But as we issue, we also, you know, we redeem bonds as well. So it's, I mean, you can see sort of with our issuance, well, we issued $1.8 billion, about half of that, a little less than half was redeemed. So, but it is getting a little close. So we do need the bill approved and signed, you know, approved by the legislator and signed by the governor. So it is a priority.
And you don't see any issue with that?
We don't. We usually pre-discuss it a little bit with the state and warn them, you know, advise, but we haven't. Ellen, I don't know if you comment on that as well, but we.
Yeah, we haven't had any issues in the past. So we describe what we're doing. Also, in May, one is a big interest paid debt service date. So bonds are scheduled for maturity. You know, they will be redeemed as well. So there, you know, we look at a projection throughout the year, and we did project that, you know, by the fall we would be short. So we do need it signed. You know, some of it's an estimate because we get other prepayments. You know, the bond issue isn't as large as we thought or whatever, but we are monitoring it closely.
And we, I would say too, we knew this day was coming because once we started doing full on housing plan plus NYCHA, it's growing quickly, and we're actually working on ways to kind of accelerate the NYCHA work. So not only is it gets your attention because it's a big number, but it's also expected to grow. So we're going to be, that might even accelerate beyond where we've been.
Right. And then if we do the financing later this year for the trust, the preservation trust, the bonds we issue for the trust will not go against our this cap. It was in the legislation that was excluded. So.
Thank you.
What about, I'll move on to the investment.
Sure. Thank you. The corporation's investment report is as of March 16th, 2026. The funds under management totaled approximately $9.96 billion, and this report reflects routine investment activity. At this time, we also need to review the bond reserve. The bond reserve was revised and approved by the audit committee on November 30th, 2021, and is required to be reviewed annually. After debt service of the open resolution was paid on November 1st, 2025, and certain redemptions made, the amount of long-term bonds outstanding in the open resolution was approximately $10.21 billion. Amount of long-term bonds outstanding in the housing impact resolution was approximately $1.92 billion. Based on this total balance of $12.1 billion, a 1.5% reserve would equal $182 million, and a 2% reserve would equal $242.7 million. For fiscal year 2024, the reserve was funded at 2025. Reserve was funded at $200 million. Due to the higher amount of bonds outstanding and the strong diversified cash flow in the open resolution and the $64 million of guaranteed and working capital reserves currently cash funded, HTC staff recommends that the reserve should be increased from $200 million to $220 million for fiscal year 2026. Any questions?
Mary, credit is people.
Yep, thank you. So the report before you is dated February 28th, 2026, and the previous report was dated September 30th, 2025. There were no new approved counterparties, and there were no rating agency actions of note. HTC counterparty exposure remains diversified, with the largest exposures being with Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Wells Fargo. The Wells Fargo exposure is primarily in the form of construction letters of credit covering 14 projects and 7 interest rate hedges. Investments rated AA or higher were 43% of total investments, unchanged since the last report, while investments rated BBB and lower or not rated were 37% of total investments versus 39% at the last report. And all investments rated BBB and lower or not rated are fully collateralized by federal home locks and or U.S. Treasury. The weighted average maturity of the investment portfolio remained unchanged at 1.5 years. Exposure to liquidity providers was approximately $784 million, while interest rate hedges outstanding totaled approximately $2 billion. Discussion?
Thank you. Thank you, Beans. Since the last report to the audit committee, internal audit completed 7 internal audit projects and the annual employee certification of the HTC Code of Ethics. The 7 audits were records retention, procurement, wire transfers, investments, and the 3 audits required to be performed each year, which include petty cash, employee expenses, and president's office expenses. The reports are included in your packets. We found no matters involving internal controls and its operation that we considered material weaknesses. Where applicable, we made recommendations to enhance controls where we saw an opportunity for enhancement. With respect to the annual employee certification of the HTC Code of Ethics, we are pleased to report that all HTC employees completed the certification. That concludes my report. Are there any questions?
Thank you. I'll turn back to Mary on the 2025 internal audit internal assessment.
Thank you. So in accordance with the International Professional Practices Framework, or the IPPF, of the Institute of Internal Auditors, HTC has conducted its 2025 internal audit internal assessment. This annual internal assessment is part of HTC's quality assurance and improvement program as dictated by the IPPF and helps to ensure that HTC's internal audit function operates effectively. The assessment in your packet includes the structure and activities of the internal audit function for calendar year 2025, including all audits completed, internal audit projects and initiatives, governance and oversight activities, and updates regarding employee development and ongoing training that helps ensure that staff remains current on all internal audit best practices. Are there any questions?
Okay. Do I have a motion? Well, we have to approve the annual HTC audit committee report.
Yep.
So it's the 27th.
Yes.
Do I have a motion?
Oh, no. I have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pleased to request the members' approval of the 2025 annual audit committee report. Pursuant to the New York City Comptroller's Directive Number 22, the audit committee is required to publish an annual report detailing its activities and decisions for the prior calendar year. The report is a compilation of the minutes from the audit committee meetings that occurred during the year ended December 31st, 2025. Upon approval by the audit committee, a copy of the report will be submitted to the secretary for the audit committee of New York City. If there are no questions, the members of the audit committee are requested to approve the annual audit committee.
Questions? Okay, then do I have a motion?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Guys, thank you. Moving on to the approval of the first half of the 2026 internal audit plan. Leo.
Thank you, Denise. I'm pleased to present the proposed internal audit plan for the first half of 2026. The proposed projects include one assurance audit, two advisory projects relating to business continuity and succession planning, continuous monitoring of HCC's investment portfolio and employee expenses, and ongoing work with the PII working group and AI working group. If there are no questions, the members of the audit committee are requested to approve the first half 2026 internal audit plan.
Do I have a motion?
I move.
So, okay, all in favor? Thank you. Moving on to the approval of HCC's procurement guidelines, Bobby.
Thank you. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Law, Section 2824, the corporation is required to establish written procurement policies and procedures. These guidelines, which the audit committee reviews and approves annually, are submitted to the authority's budget office and the Office of the State Controller. They're also posted on the corporation's website. This year's updates reflect a more comprehensive review of the guidelines. The changes make the document more accessible and easier for staff to use by improving its organization, clarifying key provisions, and strengthening internal controls. Several of the new sections were informed by a review of other public authorities' procurement guidelines and relevant best practices. The updates include a new introductory section on scope, governance, roles, and key definitions, a preferred sources requirement, clarification of the limited exceptions to vendor selection, and additional detail on the contract approval process. If there are no questions, the members are requested to approve the attached procurement guidelines.
Thank you. Do I have any questions? Do I have a motion to approve the procurement guidelines?
So moved.
And all in favor? Aye. Thank you. Moving on for the rating of the agency administration for FY2025.
Thank you. The audit committee charter requires that presentations to the rating agencies be reviewed with the audit committee. During 2025, the corporation's executive staff met with Standard & Poor's Global Ratings and Moody's Investor Service. Both S&P and Moody's review rating credit ratings on the corporation and its bond issuances. These meetings are usually held annually as part of the rating agency due diligence process. The meeting with S&P took place on March 5th, 2025, and the Moody's meeting took place on September 30th, 2025. Attached in the materials before you for your review are the books that we presented at these meetings. Any questions?
Thank you. I think we're at the, do we have any other business part of the meeting? No? Okay. So hearing that there's no other business, I'd like to put for a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Okay. So here you go. Thank you all.